WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 45 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The intersection of Kane Road and Welburn Road was closed for several hours last night after a man was hit by a train. According to College Station Police, the 50-year-old man was taken to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries. Police are still investigating, but believe the incident, which occurred around 9:30, was an accident. Texas A&M has returned as a member of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency. This comes a year and a half after the university pulled out and terminated the lease the RVP had for office space on West Campus. A&M has also increased its financial participation, which was $16,000 to $350,000, the same as the cities of Bryan and College Station and Brazos County. The RVP's board will add two representatives from A&M. One is the new Vice President of Economic Development. Andrew Morris is also the Dean of A&M's new School of Innovation. Joining Dr. Morris is Associate Vice President for External Affairs, Chad Wooten. College Station City Councilman Jerome Rectorick found out quickly not to mess with the community's Christmas in the Park display. Julie Schultz and James Benham put the brakes on any thought of saving money by changing what happens at Central Park during the holidays.
I can't support any future agenda item that would involve watching.
We got yelled at over that. We already went down part of what you're saying.
Rectorick quickly shifted gears.
May I modify this and say, then find some big wow that would tie into this?
Sure.
And it might be, part of it might be said as Wonderland.
Sure. Fine.
But it might be other things too.
Right.
I don't know what those are.
Rectorick received support to investigate what else can be done to increase College Station sales tax and hotel occupancy tax revenue. A College Station woman is in jail after she was arrested on a charge of stabbing her nephew in her apartment.
According to the arrest report from College Station Police, 43-year-old Melinda Holmes said she used a folding knife with a 3-inch blade in self-defense. Investigating officers believe Holmes' story is not consistent with the wounds received by the man, which included cuts to his neck and right bicep. The arrest report made no reference to medical treatment being given or requested. Holmes and the man had been arguing after she told him to move out, but he could not pack all of his property at once. Bryan police report a woman driving a 29 active suspensions on her license was arrested after she was stopped because her car had a brake light that didn't work. 33-year-old Marjorie Zarate is out of jail on bond following her arrest for driving without a license with prior convictions. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Grimes County has a new district attorney. Governor Abbott has appointed Andrea Bender, who served 15 years as Grimes County's first assistant DA. Most recently, she has been an assistant prosecutor in Walker County. If you attended Saturday's Aggie football game, you may have been caught off guard about the different route the Corps of Cadets marched to Kyle Field. Commandant Joe Ramirez says it was the first time they went to West Campus, where thousands gathered to tailgate.
We've been trying to do that for a while. We finally got the logistics work out with transportation, so we're going to march the Corps out to West Campus.
General Ramirez says before the Aggies' last home game on Veterans Day, the cadets will do a special review on Simpson Drill Field to honor veterans. WTAW news time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 45 degrees. You can call or text us this morning to be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Howdy, I'm Dallas Shipp, and I'm running for College Station City Council Place 3. I'm a 2003 graduate of Texas A&M and have called Aggieland home for nearly 20 years. In 2011, I started my own marketing consulting business in College Station. The city of College Station must attract more businesses while also protecting our neighborhoods. These additional businesses are critical in order to fully fund services like police and fire, as well as hundreds of millions of dollars in infrastructure projects. We must relieve the tax burden of College Station homeowners. Vote Dallas Shipp for College Station City Council.
Political ad paid for by Dallas Shipp for City Council campaign. Rebecca Boehnig, Treasurer. Hi, this is Debbie Lewis, and I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Rhonda Watson with Brazos Hospice, BetaMed, about their recliners and audible hearing, you guessed it, hearing aids. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's 710 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. We got some weather for you, as a matter of fact, sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure is going to continue to build our way today, and that results in lots of sunshine. The cold front's going to sweep towards us tonight and tomorrow, bringing cooler weather back into the region. Sunshine in 70 to 75 later today. Increasingly cloudy, breezy overnight, 45 to 50. Cloudy with a chance of showers tomorrow afternoon, highs only 55 to 60. Showers, thunderstorms tomorrow night, they'll end Wednesday, highs Wednesday 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, as Harry Carey would say, Stroh's weighing, Stroh's weighing.
And Alex lines this in the left center field. That's a base hit. Fisher around third and coming home. Ether up with the baseball. The throw to the plate. Not in time. Astros win. Astros win.
Or in that case, as Rom Ford would say it. But, yeah, the Stros did get a big win last night. 13-12. The lead changed hands 8 times in Game 5 of the World Series. But the Stros now have a 3-2 lead after that victory in the bottom of the 10th inning. And things will be heading back over to L.A. Of course, we got to talk a little bit about Fighting Texas Aggie football's loss to Mississippi State on Saturday, unfortunately, but we'll cover some of that, as well as the NFL yesterday, the Cowboys and the Texans both in action. All that more coming up in sports.
So, like Chelsea, you were covering the volleyball team.
Yeah.
What happened?
Mm-hmm. Well, they came away with a big win on Friday.
Yeah, that's good.
5-set win against Tennessee, but they did get swept by Kentucky yesterday.
Who's pretty good.
Who's very good. Very good. One of the best teams I've seen play this year.
Undefeated in SEC play.
Is that
yes,
right?
They are. Yep. Yeah, they're only their only two losses on the season were in pre-conference play, both to top 10 ranked teams. So,
By the way, I want to go ahead and give us a shout out here on the social media. Chelsea was talking about, of course, the West Campus march in. I actually got a video of that, of some of the band entering entering the underpass.
Uh-huh. Oh, cool.
So it's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WTAW1620. Some folks have already checked it out, but if you want to see a little video from the band marching in, go check it out.
And then, of course, audio on our news from General Joe that they're going to do something special because
Veterans Day. Yeah,
and so that's pretty neat to be able to do that, because it is the way things are now around the football stadium. It is a walk to go from one side to the other.
Yeah. Hell yeah!
And
yeah.
If you happen to be tailgating over by Reed,
you never see a lot of what goes on. Sure. Before the game.
I'm just imagining some of those people, you know, right there in the middle of the tailgate. They've been there all day. And also, is that the band?
Yeah.
What's the band doing over here? Yes. What's happening? Yeah.
I was a little disappointed with the tailgate scene this weekend.
Oh,
is that right? Yeah, well, I just thought coming off a pretty big road win at Florida and then a bye week. You haven't done anything in a week.
Uh-huh.
And a later kickoff. And I know it was cold-ish.
Oh, it's not cold.
Now, hold on.
But I just felt like there were not nearly as many people. Well, even game attendance was a little bit low.
Hold on, I need to get up here on my soapbox.
All right, here we go. Yeah.
The Old Army is doing a terrible job, and they did a terrible job on Saturday. All you hear about is people complaining about the students and da-da-da-da this, da-da-da-da that, tradition, everything else. If you looked out on the stands, it was the season ticket holders, it was the folks in the north and south end zone who didn't show up.
Uh-huh.
The student section was in full force on Saturday.
Good point. I'm glad you brought
most
that up.
Of them did not leave early. I went down onto the field. They let us down the last 6 minutes of the ball game, and the student section was still almost full. There were obviously some people who had left, but there were plenty of students still in those seats. Elsewhere, it was a graveyard. And so nobody can complain about how New Army is ruining the traditions, New Army is ruining the games.
All right. Hey, caller.
Hey, I think it was coldish enough at the football at the game to charge $4 for a little cup of hot chocolate.
Oh, interesting. Well, that kind of will put people off a little bit. Of course, yeah. You can't bring your own hot chocolate in or anything else.
And granted, the World Series was that night. I was
that has nothing to do with it.
Well, look, I was talking with Gabe Bach about it. Right. And, you know, you're wondering, because we're down there on the field, you know, and we're talking this thing out because we could, because it wasn't loud enough. We could hear each other.
Yeah, that's a shame.
So we're sitting there and we're just talking, thinking, man, where are all the people? Mm. And he said, well, if it's a cold night, and folks have the option of staying home and watching both games on two different TVs, mm-hmm. or, you know, or coming to the game and possibly missing out on the World Series, you know, what Maybe. Are they going to choose? Mm-hmm.
Well, it seemed like the football team was trending in a positive way, so you would have thought that that would help.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
But apparently it didn't.
And everybody complains about the 11 a.m. kicks, too. Yeah. And you finally get one that's at night at
6:15. Yep.
And that's the kind of show that you show up. It was. I'm not normally one that's going to rag on the fans, but, man, they were not good on Saturday.
It is unfortunate. By the way, if you watch sports on TV and you don't think you're getting enough commercials, we want to let you know that Fox has decided that they will be inserting a few short, 6-second commercials on their Thanksgiving Day telecast of pro football. That'll be Minnesota and Detroit. They report these so-called mini spots will be incorporated into the natural breaks in the flow of the game.
Okay.
And they'll show up on screen in the little double box format. Now, Fox has been doing this. They've been doing it during the World Series. I've seen T-Mobile, anyway, that they pop up on a little split screen, that little ad that you can get in because, you know, once again, we need some of that. And that fits for baseball because baseball is a slow sport and there's time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But just in case you haven't been getting enough commercials, we wanted to let you know that there'll be some more for you.
Interesting.
Yeah. Hey, just in time for Halloween.
Yes.
Arizona man selling his 10-acre ranch house because he can't stand the constant paranormal activity he says that he deals with. It's the Stardust Ranch in Rainbow Valley, Arizona. Has been featured multiple times on TV shows and international media for its purported alien activity. John Edmonds and his wife Joyce say they're fed up with the interstellar interference. He claims that he's killed 19 aliens with samurai swords.
Oh, of course. That's how you kill aliens.
And he and his wife have endured abduction attempts any number of times. Here we go. This is John.
Okay. John recalls one unforgettable experience involving gray aliens attacking his wife.
Actually levitated her out of the bed in the master chamber, out into the parking lot, and tried to draw her up into a craft. It's a mixed bag. It's not something that is going to be for a traditional family, but it also holds a lot of secrets. It holds a lot of what I believe are future opportunities to understand forces that are in the universe. Please be very well grounded because the energy here has a tendency to manifest whatever's going on with you.
I think it manifested something in his head, too.
Yeah.
Holy
cow. Let's grab a call. Hey. Caller. Okay.
Oh, didn't want to talk. Aliens must have gotten him.
You can call us anytime if you want to. 695-1620. You can text 979-695-1620.
I really hope that he has, you know, some stuffed alien heads mounted somewhere in his house.
Yeah.
I could just see it.
And again, I
yeah.
You know,
where are the proof? Where are the dead aliens that you've killed?
Yeah, 19 aliens.
Yeah, and I guess maybe I'm just watching the wrong shows. I'd never heard of the Stardust Ranch until this morning, but apparently, as they said,
pretty popular. Huh?
Numerous things on television.
Right.
Caller,
hey, any chance I can get talking about those commercials? Any chance I can get to not listen to Joe Buck? I'll take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Ooh. You know, Joe Buck gets a lot of hate. I never really understood that.
Now,
I mean,
go ahead.
I mean, I just don't understand it. I mean, I think he does a good enough job.
Well, of course, I grew up listening to his dad.
Right.
Okay. And I mean, next to Vin Scully, I think he was the best when it came to just being able to call sports. He could do football and I think baseball just as well. And again, making baseball entertaining for people is sometimes difficult.
Yeah,
well,
very
yeah,
true.
And that's the thing. I think baseball kind of purists get upset because Joe Buck sometimes goes off in the weeds when he's talking about celebrities. And he's talking about all this other stuff that's surrounding
he's
it.
He's got a job he's got to do. Yeah. Okay, right. That's his job. Mm-hmm. If you're doing television, you're not doing the same as radio. Radio, you have to paint the pictures. Television, you got to let the pictures tell the story, and you get out of the way.
Right.
I think he does a really good job of getting out of the way.
Mm-hmm. I think
and,
so.
You know, and he's different from his dad. He's completely different from his dad. The style is not anything the same.
Yeah, of course, so. Joe's kind of insufferable when the Rangers played the Cardinals in the World Series, but... It's kind of understandable because, well, you know, he grew up in St. Louis and his dad called games for him for 50 years. So.
Hey, Kelly Clarkson's on The Voice tonight, just saying.
Oh, okay.
It's 7 o'clock tonight. She'll be the key advisor.
Yeah.
And she works with the remaining 32 artists.
Oh, nice.
They have 32 artists on
they
there?
They have a lot. Well, because you've got, okay, you've got four judges
right.
who each get, I think they start with, well, obviously more than eight. I get,
yeah,
wow, okay.
That's a lot of, that's just
32
that's a,
remaining. Yeah, that
people.
Is a lot.
All right.
They cut a lot of people every week, though.
Woman in Alaska came home, find a moose attacking her Toyota Prius.
Oh.
Okay. Alberta Lotenkin posted the video of the aggressive animal on YouTube. That's why we have YouTube, so you can do that. In the clip, moose is seen headbutting the passenger side of her car before turning his attention to her mailbox.
Ooh.
Alberta says that the repairs to the Prius are going to cost $5,600. I bet you the moose didn't have insurance. And a spokesperson for the Alaska Fish and Game say the moose's behavior means that those hormones are raging, just trying to show off how tough they are. I guess he thought that for some reason...
Yeah, he didn't appreciate fuel efficiency.
Come at me, bro.
That was the competition that he had.
Right.
All right, so, and speaking of things getting pounded, have you seen the picture of the front of the, I think it's the New York Nets charter jet?
Mm-mm.
Well, apparently their jet flew into something.
Oh, yes, I did see this.
Stephen Adams has sent a group tweet out, was addressed to NASA, along with Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye, the science guy, of a picture showing this big dent on the nose of their jet. And he asked NASA and all those well-trained guys to figure out what caused that to happen at 30,000 feet, because nobody saw it happen. They don't know at what altitude the plane was flying when it hit something, but the plane was in the air when it happened. Stephen, who hails from New Zealand, plays for the Oklahoma City basketball team, and he was with the team on their flight when a small UFO hit the plane while they were flying to Chicago. Top contender on social media seems to be Big Bird.
Yeah, I think it's a bird.
Or an alien. Well, it's a big dent.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it caved in the entire nose.
Huh. So,
and it seems like, I mean, doesn't the pilot need to...
Land?
Maybe, well, or at least radio somebody and let them know what happened?
Right.
Oh, anyway.
Maybe the pilot had a few too many cocktails.
Well, it could well be. You never know. There's those pilots, you know. And so the weekend was really, the weather was spectacular yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was a perfect
yeah,
day.
How was Wienerfest?
Hey, I got to see Buddy.
You got to see Buddy.
Yep, your mom was there with Buddy. And Buddy's a full big black dachshund, you know.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. No.
Apparently, he was a little late out of the gate.
Well, you know, it's really...
It was his first time. He's a rookie.
Yeah. And how old is Buddy?
About a year old.
Oh, we'll see.
Yeah, not even a year.
Buddy has a great history ahead of him. I mean, that's all he's got, a future ahead of him.
Right.
All he's got to do is just...
Apparently, he was a true hit with all the fans and the other dogs, and he had his little, you know, A&M football jersey
He did. That's true. Now, I don't know. That may have constrained him some ways in his movement. I'm not sure. But that's the thing. And again, it's fun to watch the dogs because, again, they're dachshunds.
Right.
And
they do what they want.
Sometimes they decide it's more important to go ahead and body check another dog rather than do
run
that.
Run straight, yeah.
We did have one of the things that was fun was they do a wannabe a wiener.
Okay.
Which is dogs that are not dachshunds. And they let them race. And they get up to pretty big dogs, in some cases over 50 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
The 50-pounders, they don't even load. They have to have somebody hold them.
Hold them.
But in the 30 to 50, 31-pound to 50-pound range was, I want to say, a retriever of some kind. And they raised the gate, and he did a 360 before he started running.
Oh, really?
Finished third because of the 360.
Yeah.
But, you know, you come out, and you don't know exactly what you need to be doing. But it was fun, and there was a great crowd out there. And And hopefully they made a little money there and, and some dogs.
Yeah, I was about to say, but he still finished third. I mean, man.
Not bad. So, but again, I guess we had our first taste of fall. We'll do the weather in a few minutes and know that it's going to get back up to 80 this week. But with that comes a sound that we all enjoy in our neighborhood. Yeah.
Leaf blowers?
Ma'am. That's exactly right. So fall is here, and so you get a chance to, of course, enjoy the sights and sounds and smells of this. More and more communities and HOAs apparently are banning the leaf blower or restricting its use. 68% of homeowners and communities don't have leaf blower restrictions, but they would welcome them if the HOA would do that. And I can remember years ago, my next-door neighbor, he was a friend. I mean, you know, we'd do the stand-on-the-lawn chat thing, and he got a leaf blower. And, you know, it's kind of, I like it.
And then we weren't friends anymore.
No, but I kind of liken it to insects, okay? Is there a problem until you get them out of their house, and then it's somebody else's problem.
True.
So all they do is they get the leaves off their yard,
blow them out of their gutter.
Or they just put them someplace that it's not their problem anymore.
Right.
Now, I can understand why people would have a problem, obviously, with someone blowing leaves onto their lawn. And also, if they were doing that before,
like,
you know,
6 a.m.
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah.
Time-wise.
I mean, later than that if it's on the weekend. I mean, like 9.
Right.
I'm just saying, man. People need to sleep. That's about the only time I could sleep in anymore.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
So, yeah. But other than that, it doesn't really bother me.
It's an amazing invention. I mean, there is no doubt that has changed right along with the weed whacker, the string trimmer. The weed eater, if you want to call it. I mean, amazing how that has changed the way that we take care of lawns. But again, they're a little noisy.
I was going to say, I feel like I see leaf blowers used more for lawn clippings than anything.
Yeah, they do. You're right. Nowadays, that's true because those guys walk around, especially with the backpack kind, and
blow it all into the
But again, commercially, that's okay because you're near traffic or whatever. But in the old neighborhood thing. So anyhow, if you don't like... The one good thing is that we don't have as much of that to deal with as a lot of people do, you know, up in the Northeast. And again, see, they're Yankees, first of all, so they're angry about...
They're already grumpy.
Yeah, they're two ticks toward angry anyway, and then you turn on the leaf blower. All right, 727, let's have a look at the weather. And again, because it's going to be leaf-blowing weather, weather's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships with year-round discounts on service and repairs at MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference. So today, even though it's kind of chilly right now, we're going to get up to about 79 degrees, but we do have a wind shift coming around. And so tonight, 66 for a low, and when we get that wind shift, the high tomorrow will only be 70, with winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10. 40% chance of rain on Tuesday. It's up to an 80% chance of rain on Tuesday night. Wednesday is 60% chance of rain. Then we warm up again, and by the time we get to Thursday, we're looking at 80, 85, 86 degrees, still about 84 on Friday, and then looks like about the same thing, 84 or so on Saturday. Right now, winds are calm. We have 77% relative humidity, and it's 45 out there.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last week, inside the Capitol, as President Trump was walking to meet with Senate Republicans, a protester emerged from a group of reporters in a secure area. He shouted treason, started throwing Russian flags at Trump. The fringe kook protester has now been identified as Ryan Clayton. He's a liberal activist from a known anti-Trump group. Clayton, as it turns out, was on a Capitol watch list. Now, a source told Fox News that Clayton used a four-day-old press pass to a very sensitive area of the Capitol where the House Intelligence Committee is housed. In January, this guy was one of three protesters who disrupted the House as they tabulated the Electoral College votes. In July, Clayton caused a commotion in the Capitol when Jared Kushner was visiting. The day he threw the flags at the president, Clayton had been denied access to the building, but still found his way back in. Now, the Capitol Police Board's conducting an internal investigation to figure out how this guy, already on a watch list, got into the press area without credentials and got as close to the president as he did. Now, this is a deranged Trump hater. He could have thrown something a lot more harmful than Russian flags at the president. Maybe it's time to connect the dots and throw the book at this guy and figure out which Democrat is letting him in there.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Business travel is a game. Game of wins and losses. An open seat next to you on your flight, you win. A reclining seat in front of you, you lose. Buying your business trip at Upside.com, that is a triple win. You see, Upside has the absolute best available prices for flights, hotel, and rental cars. That's win number one. Win number two is how Upside rewards you with a gift card to sites like Amazon every time you buy a business trip. And the third win is the amazing six-star treatment you get from Upside's Navigators, their customer service specialists. Navigators are instantly accessible 24/7 on the Upside app. And right now, you go to Upside.com and use the code USA to get a free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones when you book your first trip. That's code USA for a free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones. Upside, you deserve a better business trip. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 45 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A College Station city councilman is interested in raising more sales tax and hotel occupancy tax revenue by drawing more visitors during the holidays. Jerome Rectorick was looking to tie something new to the city's Christmas in the Park display at Central Park.
Is there a way to tie this into some kind of a bigger Christmas theme that I'm calling a big wow, whatever that means, but a big wow that would draw people into College Station?
When Rectorick suggested investigating what happens at Central Park to save money, he backed off after hearing from fellow council members who included Julie Schultz.
The thing at the park needs to stay at the park, because I got yelled at a lot away. My kids yelled at me, and they're big. Yeah. They're not even little.
Christmas in the Park opens December 1st. The Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency has announced the return of Texas A&M as a member. In a joint statement, President Michael Young says the decision follows the university's creation of a school of innovation in what he says is the evolution of the RVP's leadership and vision. The RVP's new president, Matt Prochaska, says the university's participation will have a direct impact on the projects they are working on and will make it easier to recruit and retain top quality industry leaders. There will be two A&M representatives on the RVP board. One is the dean of the Innovation School, Andrew Morris. The other is Associate Vice President Chad Wooten. A&M's financial contribution is the same as the other members, who are Brazos County and the cities of College Station and Bryan. The $350,000 commitment is up from $16,000 when A&M left the agency a year and a half ago. College Station police are investigating a person getting struck by a train last night near the intersection of Kane and Welburn Roads. According to a CSPD news release, the intersection was closed for several hours after the collision occurred around 9:30 p.m. The 50-year-old man was taken to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries. No other details have been released. CSPD does believe the incident was an accident. More than $20,000 in damage at CHI St. Joseph's Regional Medical Center was caused by a man in a crawl space above ceilings in the emergency room. According to the Bryan Police, 36-year-old Andrew Gudea of Bryan was in the ER for treatment of smoke inhalation from a fire last Friday morning at the Relax Inn Motel on Highway 21. According to online jail records, Gudea was arrested for felony criminal mischief at the hospital, along with arson and resisting arrest. It is his fourth arrest since February and the 22nd time he's been booked in the Brazos County Jail since 1998. A Bryan man is in the Brazos County Jail for the sixth time in less than 2 years and the third time since February. 26-year-old Marcellius McGee was picked up by Bryan police, according to the arrest report, when an officer stopped a car with no front license plate or registration sticker. McGee is accused of possessing a small amount of marijuana. Officers seized almost $4,200 in cash. According to the arrest report, McGee's driving record includes 28 active suspensions. A Brazos County District Court jury has convicted a Caldwell man of evading arrest from DPS troopers in July of last year, then sentenced him to 20 years in prison.
According to the district attorney's office, 52-year-old James Biskamp drove through Burleson and Brazos counties at speeds at over 95 miles an hour. There was testimony that Biskamp ran multiple stoplights and stop signs, damaged a DPS patrol car, and other motorists having to take evasive action along the way. During sentencing, jurors heard about a second chase where Biskamp drove more than 100 miles an hour and forced at least one vehicle off the road in Burleson County. While spending the last 8 months in the Brazos County Jail, online records show Biskamp has served time for 11 cases in Burleson County. DA's office says Biskamp's not eligible for parole for 10 years, and he has not gone to trial yet on three other charges from last year's incident: aggravated assault against a public servant, drug possession, and trying to hide methamphetamine. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The new district attorney in Grimes County is a familiar face. The governor has appointed Andrea Bender, who spent 15 years as the first assistant DA. Bender returns to Grimes County after serving as an assistant prosecutor in Walker County. Saturday marked the first of two special marches by the Texas A&M Corps of Cadets preceding a home football game. Commandant Joe Ramirez says it was the first time the cadets marched around West Campus.
Where we know there's a lot of tailgaters, a lot of former students out there, so we're excited about doing that.
Coming up, the cadets will have a special recognition on Veterans Day.
Our last home game, 11 November, we're going to do a review on Simpson Drill Field in honor of all of our veterans.
Last Saturday's march around West Campus included a reviewing stand on Olson Boulevard between Reed Arena and the Student Recreation Center. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 45 degrees. Be part of the show. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas. Don't let them throw cans from them old pickup trucks. Don't let them throw bottles and papers and such. Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas. Keep your trash off the road, she's a fine yellow rose. Treat Texas like someone you love.
Lucas Nelson with a message from TxDOT.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave?
Has joined the conference.
Couple of important things to go over today. First, someone parked in my space again. But don't worry, I've had you towed and you're fired. Oh, also, we posted record profits and I got a nice bonus. But sadly, nothing left for you guys. Okay, gotta go.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Local jobs that work.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
7:39, good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Weather pattern will remain an active one. We've got another cold front dropping southward through the plains that's headed our way with much cooler weather. For today, lots of sunshine. We should reach 70 to 75 this afternoon. Clouds on the increase tonight. Breezy lows will be 45 to 50. Cloudy tomorrow, there's the chance of showers during the afternoon, turning cooler, 55 to 60. Showers end Wednesday, high 70 to 75 Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, I guess we'll talk about some Astros wins last night, the big World Series game, Game 5.
And Alex lines this in the left center field. That's a base hit. Fisher around third and coming home. Ether up with the baseball. The throw to the plate. Not in time. Astros win.
13-12 in 10 innings. The lead changed hands 8 times. We'll cover all that here a little bit from the game winner, Alex Bregman, as well as looking at Fighting Texas Aggie football's loss to Mississippi State on Saturday. Yes, we do have to cover that. Believe it or not, we'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin and the NFL in action yesterday and NBA. So there you go, Scott. Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
All that more coming up in sports.
7:41. It's the Infomaniacs, because if you don't listen, there might be something you won't learn.
Right.
We try to tell you something every day.
Right.
That you can walk into the break room and drop on folks and then, you know, drop cup and move on.
Say,
right?
Bam. That's
drop
it right
cup.
There.
Yeah.
Drop cup.
Yeah. So.
Cup drop.
That's it. What body part lasts for just 10 days? That's right. It's your taste bud.
Oh.
Oh, really? I never knew that.
And then you regrow them?
Yeah. Well, we hope. See, that's another
obviously
thing. As you get older, maybe not.
Oh.
That's why you have to eat spicy food to feel like you're eating anything.
Oh, really?
If you live in Arizona and own a swimming pool, there's a chance you could pick up up to 20 pounds of dust in your pool.
Ew,
every year.
Gross.
Yeah. Think about that kind of floating on the top.
I would hope people would have better filters than that, right?
Well, you hope so, but you never know.
It's got to go somewhere.
South Korean automotive supplier Hyundai Mobis has developed a new airbag that aims to prevent vehicle occupants from flying out of their cars' sunroofs during rollovers.
Wow. Does that happen a lot?
I guess there must be at least some need for it. In a road test using dummies, when the airbag was deployed, it prevented the passenger from being flung out of the car and cushioned the impact on their head. Well, I'm thinking if you're wearing your lap belt, as you probably should be, but I presume that there are places in the world where that doesn't happen. Okay, so it's time for What Have You Been Doing With Your Life?
Great. Love this segment.
Okay, so now, either of y'all, tell me about your interaction in your lifetimes with the Rubik's Cube.
Oh, okay.
I've solved one.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Really? Are you lying to us?
No, I'm not.
I'm a little too ADD to do that.
I've never tried.
Okay.
Never wanted to.
You never picked one up?
I mean, yeah, I picked one up. Okay, I picked one up, and I've, like, you know, turned it just to see what it looks like and feels like. But then I was like, okay, cool.
All right, so new video of a Korean speed cuber. I mean, they've got a name,
speed
apparently. Speed cuber. It's out there today. His name is, I don't know, Sunbyeom Cho.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what they do is he gets a chance to kind of look at it, okay, kind of get a feel for it, sets it down in front of him, and then he starts.
Okay.
Solves it in 4.5 seconds.
I would say that's a speed cuber.
4.5. And I don't know how old he is, but he's not. He's under 15.
Yeah.
Because this whole room of these kids who are all under 15 all stand up and applaud and this kind of thing.
I knew a kid that could solve it without looking at it. So, like, he looked at it to start with, but then he would look at you while he was doing it.
Wait, where is he now?
He lives in College Station. He goes to College Station High School. He's 16.
He's still in high school?
Yeah.
He's 16?
Yeah.
There's got to be a marketable skill there somewhere.
Right.
I'm not sure what it is.
So he's allowed to look at it, I guess, okay. So he can at least see where, you know, they will end up, I guess.
Can we have him on the show? Oh, I guess that wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Would it?
It's hard for radio. Wow.
Isn't that how Will Smith got that internship on that one movie?
He solved a Rubik's Cube?
Was Happy Free Happy something?
Yeah, that's cool. Pursuit of Happiness.
There we go.
Anyway, close. He did it in 4.59 seconds.
Wow.
The old record. Okay, the old record was 4.69 seconds.
Ooh.
It's a tenth of a second.
Got it.
Now, if you're that person, are you now feverishly trying to shave that tenth of a second off?
I mean, that's like what Olympic swimmers and runners do, right?
But couldn't you be happy with being the second fastest when it comes to...
Right. How on earth can you have that quick of hand-eye coordination?
Know.
Oh, go ahead.
Caller.
Yes. There is an accident on the corner of William D. Fitch and the bypass on the west side, and there's basically cars, fire trucks, and a couple of ambulances, so avoid that.
Thank you. That's on the water tower side mm-hmm. of Fitch, so if that's the way that you go, then go another way.
Yeah.
All right.
Someone texted in, a listener, and said that their 13-year-old can solve a Rubik's Cube in less than 3 minutes, which is still pretty impressive.
That's pretty dang impressive.
Yeah. But let's work on that time a little bit. Yeah.
I look at it like a chess game. You take a few moves, you walk away, you come back, do something again.
True.
All right.
Maybe if they put some weights, like some weighted bracelets on, maybe you work on that.
The record for solving it one-handed is 6.8 seconds.
Man.
The record solving it with your feet is 20 and a half seconds.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, that is a little weird. But, hey, it's a record.
Well,
so congrats.
But that's the deal. I mean, are you going to be that person at the party when they pass out the Rubik's Cube?
Does anybody have any special talents?
Let me take off my shoes.
Yeah, then let me show you this. I'm going to take off my shoes and socks, and we'll do that, caller.
I can smash one of smithereens in less than 2 seconds.
Yeah, I'm there. Nice. I can do that. Yeah, just give me a large hammer.
Yep.
And just to let you know what's really important in the world, Google takes its emojis very seriously. Did you hear about the cheeseburger emoji?
Yes, I did.
I don't know how they could have done this.
I don't know who makes a mistake like this.
All right, responding to the criticism of the Google's version of the cheeseburger, Sundar Pichai, who is the CEO, said that he would take a look at the issue immediately, and then he tweeted out on Saturday, we'll drop everything else we are doing and address this on Monday. Chelsea, go ahead and tell them the difference between the Google cheeseburger emoji and the Apple emoji.
They put the slice of cheese under the meat patty.
Ooh.
I mean, once again,
I'm just appalled.
They put the cheese patty, the slice of cheese right there on the bottom, which is, well,
wrong.
Basically,
it's
yes.
just
yeah.
wrong.
Yeah. It works. That's not how any of this works.
So that's what they're doing. That's job number one today.
Now, what side do you put the lettuce and everything? You just put everything on top of the meat, right?
Well, you put the cheese on top of the meat and then everything else.
Also
right.
on top.
Or you can do it underneath. It doesn't matter. It's where the cheese goes.
It's where the cheese is.
What about cheese inside
Ooh.
Of the patty?
Well, that'd be great, but that'd be hard to display or portray
right, to show
in
that
emoji.
That's emoji.
Well, I'm just talking about burgers in general, guys.
Yeah,
you
got off topic.
My question is, will the people from Google explain how this happened?
Will
it be somebody from another country who's never even
obviously,
had a cheeseburger?
Obviously.
Who decided they were going to create that? Or do they invite people over to
they're
their house to eat?
They're probably cussing at Americans for their dumb fast food as they're creating the emoji.
Who hasn't had a cheeseburger, Scott?
Well, but properly prepared.
Yeah.
I mean, if they went someplace
maybe
where
they're
that's
lactose
the way they did
intolerant
it.
And they don't eat cheese.
It's hunting season, and your local Ace Hardware wants to take the hassle out of your fall equipment maintenance and repair with the pickup, repair, and return service. From all makes and models on four-wheelers and side-by-sides to chainsaws, trimmers, and mowers, Ace will pick up your equipment, repair, and return it to your home. Or if you need new equipment, Ace is your Husqvarna outdoor power dealer. Whether it's camping gear, hunting and fishing licenses, or fall equipment maintenance and repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979 279-3003 for Ace's pickup, repair, and return service today.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
One of the most special memories of my mother harkens back to the weeks just prior to her death. I was 9 years old, and I remember standing beside her bed as she lay sick with cancer. She was weak, but she still managed to lift my spirits with her smile. She then pushed a few dollar bills into my hands and asked me to go to a nearby store. She wanted me to buy chrysanthemum seeds and plant them outside her bedroom window. She didn't ask any of my older brothers and sisters to do it, only me. At that time, I didn't understand why, but it didn't take me long to figure it out. A few weeks after I planted the seeds, my older brother pulled me into a room with him, set me on his knee, and said, "This is really tough, Jim, but I've got to tell you something. Mom's dead." That was my introduction to death. I remember panicking and thinking, what does it mean? What's going to happen to me? It wasn't long after my talk with my brother that I went to the flower bed and discovered inch-high flower shoots sprouting to life out of the dirt. Even as a 9-year-old boy, I understood right away why Mom had asked me to plant those flower seeds. She was telling me that even though her life was ending, mine was just starting. She was encouraging me to live a full life and to believe that I would be okay. That's the message every child needs to hear. When he or she encounters tragedy or loss, "You're going to be okay" are the right words. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788. 888-852-4788. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:52. Another instant classic in the World Series last night.
And Alex Lyons is in the left center field. That's a base hit. Fisher around third and coming home. Ether up with the baseball. The throw to the plate. Not in time. Astros win. Astros win. Alex Bregman comes through with a walk-off RBI single. And the Astros win 13-12 and 10. They lead the World Series 3-2.
Alex Bregman smacked an RBI single off Kenley Jansen in the bottom of the 10th, and the Astros walked it off against the L.A. Dodgers to take a 3-2 series lead.
I was looking for something down in the zone that I could stay on top of, and Skip pinch ran for McCann, put Fisher in, and as soon as it left my bat, I knew that Fisher would score. He's probably the fastest guy in baseball.
That's Bregman after the win. Now the lead changed hands 8 times, and 7 more home runs were hit, raising the World Series total to a record 22. Game 6 is slated for tomorrow night in L.A. Some quick high school football scores from the weekend. A&M Consolidated blew past Waco University 49-3. College Station rolled past Waco 52-14. And Rudder topped Bryan 35-28. Navasota pitched a 24-0 shutout over Cleveland. St. Joe's was blanked by Central Texas Christian 55-0. Brazos Christian fell to Riker Catholic 41-20. And Allen Academy came up short to Covenant Christian 47-14. Now, in sticking with high school sports, the A&M Consolidated Tennis Team is set to take on Highland Park in the 5A State Championships this week at the George P. Mitchell Tennis Center at Texas A&M University. Fighting Texas Aggie football took one on the chin Saturday, falling to Mississippi State 35-17 at Kyle Field. Now, the Aggs started out hot but fizzled quickly. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin.
You know, I thought that we were ready to go. I thought, you know, we started with energy. Obviously, our execution was not anywhere where it needed to be offensively.
The Aggie offense had a rough night, generating just 33 total yards of offense in the first half. Now, to get more of Coach Sumlin's take on the loss, as well as this Saturday's game against number 16 Auburn, tune into the Coach Kevin Sumlin radio show tonight from 7 to 8 right here on WTAW. Russell Wilson found Jimmy Graham in the end zone with 21 seconds left, and the Seattle Seahawks rallied to nip the Houston Texans 41-38 yesterday. Now, Wilson finished the day with a career-high 452 yards passing and four touchdowns. Meanwhile, his rookie counterpart, Deshaun Watson, well, he threw for 402 yards and four scores, but he also gave up three picks.
No, I'm going to blame myself. I'm blaming the quarterback. Maybe we could have gotten a different play or something, but, you know, we just live and learn from it, you know. So watch the film, correct the mistakes, and then, you know, get back on track.
And Watson also led the Texans in rushing with 67 yards as Houston falls to 3-4 on the season. Ezekiel Elliott ran for 150 yards and two touchdowns as the Dallas Cowboys took advantage of a blocked field goal return and three turnovers to beat the Washington Redskins 33-19 on a rainy Sunday in D.C.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. The deal of the day.
And that would not be us. Hold on. Here we go.
That weather was tough out there. Not only was it rainy, it was cold. So, you know, late in the game, it was tougher and tougher. I mean, that last drive when we were trying to run a timeout, I mean, I barely could hold on to the ball even with two hands.
And that's Zeke after the win. Kicker Mike Nugent filling in for the injured Dan Bailey connected on 4 of 5 field goal attempts as Dallas improves to 4-3 on the year and moves into sole possession of second place in the NFC East. The lone NBA Lone Star team in action yesterday with the San Antonio Spurs, who fell to Indiana 97-94. They'll try to bounce back tonight when they visit the Boston Celtics at 6:30. Meanwhile, the Houston Rockets are at home to the Philadelphia 76ers at 7, and Dallas heads to Utah at 8. The Stars are on the road this evening, paying a visit to the Vancouver Canucks at 9 o'clock. And on the gridiron, the Denver Broncos are in KC, taking on the Chiefs at 7:25. Broadcast for that one will be over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your Morning Sports Update, brought to you by Team Fordham Navasota. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. The deal of the day from Team Fordham Navasota is huge. Ford is saying that you do not have to pay a dime until next year if you buy a new Ford car or truck. How cool is that? No payments until 2018. Find out everything you need to know by going to Team Ford of Navasota, right there on Highway 6 in Navasota next to Sioux Falls Prater, or you can get the details online at teamofnavasota.com. Again, that's teamofnavasota.com for zero payments until 2018.
Howdy, I'm Dallas Shipp, and I'm running for College Station City Council Place 3. I'm a 2003 graduate of Texas A&M and have called Aggieland home for nearly 20 years. In 2011, I started my own marketing consulting business in College Station. The city of College Station must attract more businesses while also protecting our neighborhoods. These additional businesses are critical in order to fully fund services like police and fire, as well as hundreds of millions of dollars in infrastructure projects. We must relieve the tax burden of College Station homeowners. Vote Dallas Shipp for College Station City Council.
Political ad paid for by Dallas Shipp for City Council Campaign. Rebecca Boehnig, Treasurer.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know that October is National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Howdy, this is Royce Hickman, and on behalf of the Bush School's Mosbacher Institute, let me invite you to this year's McLean Leadership in Business Award Ceremony, honoring John Now III, Chairman and CEO of Silver Eagle Distributors, the nation's largest distributor for Anheuser-Busch. He is also chair of the Texas Historical Commission. Join us at the Bush Presidential Library and Museum on Monday, November the 6th, with a reception at 5 p.m., lecture at 5:30. The event is free, but seating is limited, so reservations are strongly recommended and may be made by calling 845-1927. You don't want to miss this exciting event. I'll be there and hope to see you.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. I thought we'd do this during the 8 o'clock hour. We cancel on the other side of 8 o'clock. Toyota has a new car, concept car. It's called the Yui. It's called the Yui. Yui, Y-O-U-I, or something like that. that will talk to you, wants to know your social media stuff, wants to, I guess, have a discussion with you.
Okay. Okay.
So not only is it you telling the car something, the car is going to learn your habits and apparently chit-chat with you if that's something that you want to do. Just letting you know.
Okay. By the way, we did get a text in. Somebody says that Whataburger actually puts cheese on the bottom of their patties, and they're right.
They sent us a picture.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no clue.
Actually, I found that picture via the interwebs. But
I feel like maybe it's just for photos. I feel like when I went to Whataburger the other day and got a cheeseburger, it was on top.
Well, I can see the problem that you might have, because if you put the cheese on it while it's on the grill, it's liable to drip down onto the grill.
Yeah.
And then you've got a mess to clean up. I'm not sure. Once again, having never done that for a living, I'm not exactly sure what the problems might be. Hey, big shout out to Tiger Woods. Pled guilty on Friday. Did you see that?
Yeah, good for Tiger.
Yeah, reckless driving. Okay, so he's on a year's probation.
Yeah.
Okay, he's fined $250.
Okay. Are you serious?
Tiger Woods fined $250.
Go sell a putter.
That's it. Hey, it's going to be 80 today. Get ready for that. WTAW College Station, Brian, 8 o'clock.